Hello, everybody. It's been a minute. I already know. It's been a very, very long minute since I have hopped on here and did a podcast for everybody. And I was just drawn to come up here and speak to you guys because I feel like right now the world is in a very crazy, crazy place. It's been a lot of things happening around us. If you guys don't know about, you know, some of the tragedies that have happened here in North America, you know, we have the Astroworld situation where, unfortunately, you know, a bunch of people were injured and 8 people lost their lives at a concert, all right? I believe a rapper was just shot, another one, you know, people left and right are showing signs of like domestic violence and just abuse, and social media has become like a really big thing recently. And it just dawned on me that all of these things that have been happening in the news as of recently, it's all part of this spiritual warfare that we've been hearing about for so long, all right? We really have to protect our energy, protect our souls, because right now, whether you know it or not, we are under attack spiritually, all right? Everything that you believe in is being tested or will be tested very, very soon, okay? When people speak of spiritual warfare, I think people automatically go to super, super religious beliefs, traditional beliefs of, you know, angels versus demons and so and so with such and such. And that may be true, but I think in more realistic terms, when we're talking about spiritual warfare, it's talking about the everyday struggle of protecting your soul, doing what you know is right, doing what you know that your creator would want you to do on this earth, okay? There's a lot of temptation out here, and there's a lot of urges to fit in into a society, okay? Right now, if you are not part of the majority, you are ostracized, okay? There's a lot of lonely energy out there because there's a lot of people who feel like they just don't relate to the masses, you know? So it's disturbing because it's like if you don't fit in with the majority at this time, you will be condemned, all right? You will be made to feel like you are alien to society, honestly, all right? For instance, when it comes to the astral world tragedy that just happened, for those that don't know, this was Travis Scott's music festival that happened in Houston, Texas. It was like over 50,000 people there, and unfortunately the crowd surged. There was a lot of squishing and stuff like that, so people couldn't breathe, and unfortunately some people were trampled over, okay? The youngest victim was 9 years old. It's just so freaking sad. You can't even go to a concert anymore without it being a dangerous situation, okay? But what I remember from when I was younger going to concerts, the energy was lighthearted. It was fun. It wasn't, I know, like the mosh pits and, you know, the raging is a thing for some people, but I feel like when I was growing up and, you know, I was a child who went to concerts. My mom took me to my first concert when I was about 10 years old, 10 or 11 years old. And, you know, it was an R&B concert, but still there was adults there, but at no time did I feel unsafe. At no time did my mom feel like it was going to be, you know, a dangerous situation for me. And it just brings me back to like those times when I was younger, thinking now, you know, almost 20 years later, it's just like times have changed. Energy is completely different. Okay. There's a lot of dark messaging that is being sent through music today, unfortunately. And for those who have seen a lot of the news reports in regards to Astroworld, one of the main videos that went viral was of two concert goers. They were young. They were probably like 18 or 19 years old. They tried to stop the concert by hopping on a platform and, you know, telling the cameraman that he needs to radio in for some help and they need to stop the concert. People are dying. They almost died. And what struck me was that while these two beautiful souls were trying to, you know, help out their fellow man, there were a group of people beneath them who were yelling at them to get off the platform, to shut up. They were booing them. They were sticking their middle fingers up at them. And, you know, one of the people that were on the platform trying to get the show to stop, he yelled out at the crowd and he said, "How dare you? I'm trying to help someone. That's somebody's child. I'm trying to make sure they're alive. There's people dying out there." And you hear everyone saying boo, and you hear one person in particular out of the crowd say, "All you can do is hope that the security helps them, man. It's nothing you can do." You know, it very dismissive. It was so sad, and it really showed me where we are right now in this world. And you have to really have something pure within your heart these days to want to help out your fellow man, to want to do something good that's not going to benefit you. All right? The crowd was so hyped to see a celebrity on stage that they don't even know. Okay? They will never come close to even touching the celebrity at this show. They were so hyped to see and to support this celebrity. But where's the support for your fellow man that's in the trenches of this concert with you? You know, it's honestly like the music and the celebrity status, it overrides human decency. People are now feeling like being a celebrity or just being in the presence of a celebrity is possibly worth endangering other people's lives. Is a concert is worth ignoring cries of for help from other people. It's really, really sad, y'all. It's really heartbreaking. This past month has been very hard for me as an empath. I get very emotionally attached to these situations that happen in the world around us, and it makes me fearful for the future because I feel like as time goes on, more and more people have lost touch with their true selves. More and more people have lost touch with what's right and what's wrong. The lines are now being blurred, and if you want to stand up and do the right thing and help someone out, now you're looked at as an outsider, you know? You're looked at as, you know, just straight up alienated. You know, this poor boy who tried to render aid to people that were being hurt at this concert, he literally had to sit up there and take people cussing him out, sticking their middle fingers up at him, telling him to get off the platform, telling him not to worry about it. It's security's problem. All because he's trying to do the right thing. He's trying to save someone's life. You know, and that just goes to show the mentality these days. And I just want everyone out there, you know, to stay prayed up. Okay? It's very interesting, too, because a lot of people have accounted that they were calling out for God to help them at this concert. And these are kids, these were young kids that said that they don't even believe in God. But something within them told them to call on God for help. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that something? You know, there were people at that show that said the energy there was just so demonic, okay? And if you look at if you go online and just look at some of the videos, it won't take you that long to see that the energy there, the optics for that concert It was just very dark. It was very dark energy. I believe Travis Scott himself was wearing a t-shirt that had people walking into a portal and coming out the other side demonic or demons. You know, they were being pictured in with horns on their head and, you know, looking devilish. And then on the stage, we have a big, fiery pit of hell, apparently, with some words that say, "See you on the other side." See you on the other side. Isn't that crazy? So I feel like right now, you guys, I don't know the state of the world right now. I don't know where we're headed. I just know that I am constantly asking for protection. I'm constantly asking for God to keep my heart as pure as possible, for me to never be so sucked up into this world and the material things in this world that I forget about human life, that I forget about helping people, all right? I always want to, you know, prioritize helping myself and others, you know, enlightening myself and others around me. Because the darkness right now is very overwhelming. It's just a lot of dark energy. And you have to be a special person in today's world to not be affected by all of that, to not be influenced by it. All right. So hold on to who you guys are, your childlike innocence, okay? Just wanting to help people because it's the right thing to do. And don't be afraid to stand on your own. Don't be afraid to be a loner if you have to. Don't be afraid to retreat from the masses, okay? Especially if the masses aren't doing what's right. All right? But I truly, truly hope that all of you guys are safe out there. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. I'm going to try to, you know, bring forth a bit more messages more often on this platform. And also make sure you guys check out my YouTube channels. I have a new YouTube channel called Everyday Intuition. And then I also have Pisces R Us. So you guys make sure to check me out over there, where I'll be posting a bit more often. All right. But if you are listening on Anchor platform, feel free to send me a voice message. Feel free to send me any questions that you guys would like me to address, any advice you guys would like me to comment on or give me. You can email me at PiscesRUs312@gmail.com, or you can DM me on Instagram at PiscesRUs. I believe it's 312 also. I'm not sure though, but just go check me out. I'm sure there's only like one or two PiscesRUs, okay? But I will talk to you guys later. Have a good one. Bye.